Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As the weather gets cold and drizzly and downright dreary outdoors, our thoughts turn indoors, and this time of year our thoughts especially turn to family. As we head into the holiday season and the end of the year, family sorts to take a central role in our life as we have many occasions over the next coming month to see members of those extended family that we may not get to see throughout the year. A lot of resources from Iowa State University Extension and Outreach are also available for families in many different stages of life. I've talked before about the Science of Parenting blog that is available through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. The topic for the month of November is grandparents. Whether grandparents are a historian, a mentor, or a friend to their grandchildren, during November, our family life specialists talk about the importance of grandparents and how having them be active in the lives of their grandchildren can be on the Science of Parenting blog and website. The relationship of a grandparent and grandchild is second in emotional importance only to the relationship between parent and children, according to ISU Extension family life specialist Donna Donald. Today's grandparents often have more time to spend with their grandchildren. They're eager to share life experiences, nurture a new generation, and contribute to the family legacy. There also appears the better relationship between the parents and grandparents, that the greater the contact and closeness between grandparents and children can be. Many more on this information, as well as tips, discussions, and conversations on this topic available at the Science of Parenting blog throughout the month of November. Just go to the ISU Extension website, type in Science of Parenting, and you can find a wealth of resources related to grandparent-grandchild interaction, as well as a variety of other parenting topics. Something else that we think of as we think of aging adults is family caregiving. Family caregivers can serve a variety of roles. So 2 out of 5 adults in the U.S. serve some sort of family caregiving capacity, and about 39% of all adult Americans are caring for a sick or disabled loved one, according to the National Caregiver Action Network. Caregiving can take many forms. They may just be helping a friend or relative with housekeeping, grocery shopping, or personal care, whether that be driving a loved one to doctor's appointments or social appointments, or you have a loved one that lives with you, you help them with financial, legal, or insurance issues. Any of these things can count as caregiving, and folks in caregiving roles need special resources to help them understand their roles, as many of the times when they take on these relationships or these additional responsibilities with their loved ones or relatives, they may have a change in the relationship between themselves and that loved one that they are now caring for or helping to share some of life's basic responsibilities for. Caregiving resources are available on the National Extension website. Search extension.org and type in family caregiving for a wealth of resources, from information to webinars and ask an expert sessions. Many of these answers are related to a variety of aspects of family caregiving, whether you are in the beginning stages or transitioning into a family caregiving role, or in the advanced stages and trying to take over some more responsibilities for someone whom you have been in that role with for a long time. Additionally, I have mentioned before a program offered through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. We did host a class about a year ago here in Atlantic. This is a 6-week class held once a week over 6 weeks to provide family caregivers with skills they need to take care of themselves and make them more available as a caregiver to those who they are caring for. There are currently no classes scheduled at this time in the Atlantic area. However, there is a training coming up in 2014, and Cass County Extension continues to be in the market for trainers who would be interested in serving in this capacity to be trained at no cost to lead these classes and lead these discussions. These are rich discussion, deep discussion classes that lead the caregivers to a variety of skills and help them gain confidence. So anyone who is interested in being involved in this program in any way is encouraged to contact the Extension Office, and we can get you some more information, answer any questions you may have, and of course, certainly, if that's not something you're interested in at this time, we would love to talk to you anyway, and we would put you certainly under no obligation if you just would like to call and ask some questions of us. And finally, something to talk about or think about as we head into the holiday season. If the money tips and small steps to health and wealth, make sure that you are looking for resources on how to handle the stress, whether that be financial stress or personal stress as we head into the holiday season. And we'll talk a little bit more about some resources for those individual things as we get further along in the month of November. But just a quick reminder that Iowa State University Extension and the National Extension website, extension.org, both have a wealth of resources for handling the stresses of the holidays, whether those be family stresses, financial stresses, or just personal stress from time crunches and things like that. So whatever the issue that you're facing, there's a good chance that Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, or many of our partners through the National Extension System, do have resources for that. We invite you to call us at any time to find out more about what those resources might be. You can reach us at the Cass County Extension Office anytime from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Just give us a call, 712-243-1132. Stop out and see us at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, right there on the fairgrounds, the north side of the Cass County Community Center. And of course, we're available anytime online. Just Google Cass County ISU Extension for your local connection to Extension resources, or look up extension.org for a wealth of resources from all of the Extension systems in the nation. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.